This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. COVID-19 has affected many businesses. Companies have had to shut down, some temporarily and others for good. Joining me to explain how he adapted and adjusted during this pandemic is founder and CEO of iPromo, Leo Friedman. Thanks for joining me, Leo.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so tell me, how did you start your business, iPromo?
I actually started this thing back in high school, in 99. We started off selling computer memory and flash drives and digital memory. Then we transitioned into custom flash drives with logos. Our first customer was Salesforce when they launched in 102, I believe. And then from there, we transitioned into promotional products, everything under the sun with your logo.
Oh, wow. Anything like T-shirts, tote bags?
Yep. AirPods, Yeti coolers, mugs, you name it.
So how did you go from branding and marketing to selling masks?
In retrospect, kind of a natural pivot. So we've all received hand sanitizers, those little bottles with your company's logo on it or another company's logo, whether it's a conference or a trade show, you probably gotten one for sure. So for us to start selling hand sanitizers without a logo wasn't that big of a deal. It's a lot easier to ship a product that doesn't have a logo on it. And we also imported a lot of the hand sanitizers directly from China. So we knew how to work the hazardous materials. We knew how the shipping routes. We knew the certifications needed. We knew all the ins and outs in order to get the product safely into the country when basically our national hand sanitizer supply went to zero.
Well, are you getting anything other than hand sanitizer?
We are. So we're selling millions of masks at this point, both the KN95 and the surgical mask. And the same trusted factory partners were able to partner with other factories, basically procure, verify, and vet the quality of the mask for us. And we started importing masks. And now we are fortunate to have received some government contracts, large corporate orders for masks. And as of today, we can brand masks with a single color logo, even surgical ones. It's a nice touch if you see a Popeyes logo, a little Popeyes logo on the mask. It just makes it feel more personable. And instead of just a person in a mask, it makes it feel more of a kind of friendly, on-brand feel. I'll be completely frank with you. We just launched it today. The market might reject it, saying, hey, we just want white blank masks. But we're able to figure it out how to print on them without compromising the integrity of the mask. So we'll see how it goes.
Was there any issue ever to get those certificates from China? Because I know right now, that's probably one of the biggest things I've been reading in the news is how some of these places are just scam artists. They say they can do the masks, but they can't.
So scams are a huge issue, just in general. For every one eye promo that's been around for 20 years, there's about 10 companies that popped up in the last 30 days that are selling masks that do not know how to import properly, and they do not vet the factories out in China. Because back in 2019, there was only like 150, I believe, factories making masks in China. As of today, there's thousands of factories. And so all these factories are actually able to get FDA and CE certificates. And from what I understand, it's not that difficult to get. The real meat and potatoes here is the lab test report from a trusted laboratory. And so the lab test report shows the filtration amount, how well the mask filters. It shows the quality of the mask, the quality of the materials. And every single mask that we import comes with a detailed lab report. And we actually make it available to everyone online because that's the only thing that ultimately matters, the quality of the actual mask.
Wow, that blew my mind because I thought that by having the FDA approval, that meant they already went through the tests. So they can have a certificate and doesn't mean anything if they didn't do the test.
Correct. So the labs are super backed up right now. The testing labs, they're not factory tests. They're an independent third party test by lab to make sure it's a quality mask. And they are super backed up right now. So if you're a factory that opened up in the last 90 days, there's a very small chance that you have a proper third-party test. And we're willing to pay more for our mask to make sure the quality is there for our buyers.
Was it hard doing, like, figuring this stuff out? I mean, since you only did, like, promotional items, or was this something that you already knew?
You know, it was actually a natural pivot, because let's think about promotional products for a second. I know it sounds like, hey, you're just slapping logos on a product, but there's a lot more to it. Because, look, the color of the product and the feel of the product, let's say it's a t-shirt, has to be perfect to whatever color you want. The imprint or the embroidery has to be perfect. The sizing has to be perfect. Now, imagine if one of those three things is messed up. The imprint is leaking, or let's say a letter doesn't look right, or the material is not perfect, or the sizing is not perfect. We are either giving you a full refund because you're not able to use the product, you're not going to use a product that has a misprint on it, or B, we're most likely just replacing it, and that's what we have to do because we didn't deliver what you ordered. So to us, quality was always paramount, always, because we knew if we don't deliver a perfect product with perfect quality that lasts a long time, we either A, replacing it, or B, giving a full refund. So listen, if we could misdeliver 1,000 t-shirts, it's not life or death. When we don't deliver masks on time, or if we don't deliver masks that are of high quality, people can get hurt. And so we take quality and production schedules with the seriousness they deserve.
You know, you hear so many government officials, especially our Governor Pritzker, he'll sit there and say, we have a problem securing PPEs. Why do you think other companies aren't switching gears like you guys did and just, hey, let me get into the medical business?
There are. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen hundreds of competitors pop up. The challenge is the knowledge of how to import the products properly and making sure it is a quality product. The number of stories I've heard from my friends, hey, I ordered 50 masks online. I haven't heard from them in 3 weeks. Or, hey, I ordered a bunch of sanitizer online. I can't even get them to respond to an email. I'll tell you a funny story. This one kind of took the cake for me. I was looking at the analytics for our website to see where traffic came from. And there was a website that was sending traffic that had the name COVID-19supplyshop.com. Net. I'm like, why is this website sending traffic to iPromo.com? Who are they? So I go on that website, and they basically copied our website, iPromo.com, the iHealth part of the website, the PPE part, one for one. And it's like 10 p.m. on a Friday. So, and there's a phone number on the website. I call the phone number. Somebody picks up out of Los Angeles. I go, hey, listen, this is Leo from iPromo. Do you mind telling me why you copied our website? The guy was obviously super frazzled, and he goes, well, I thought those were stock images. I go, those are definitely not stock images. We build them. We made them in-house. We made a cute little virus protection whole thing. And he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me take it down. But it looked like the iPromo site, and he not only just copied the site, he forgot to change some of the links back to iPromo. So we hang up. The next day, I check the website. Sure enough, he changed some of the images, but it still looks a lot like iPromo. Then I do some more digging. I go on to the domain registry website and check when the guy made his website. He registered the website only on April 1st. So he registered it not even 5 days ago before I caught him copying our site. So now you're a consumer and you jump online. How do you know the difference between an iPromo that's been around for 20 plus years and somebody that just made a really nice looking website? You don't. And that's where you got to make sure you do your homework. And that's super scary to me as a consumer. And the horror stories are going to continue.
Man, that is really scary because you just want a chance to protect yourself. And you go to Google and you just Google it up.
Yep.
And you just research some basic stuff. And I'm not going to lie. I sometimes go on page one and I don't go to page two.
Yep.
Because if I went to page one and his thing was on the first page, I would have went to it thinking that it was legit. And it's not. How much research would you have to do to figure out if someone could really sell this stuff?
Make sure the company's been in business a few years. Check Google reviews. Check Trustpilot reviews. Check BBB. If the company popped up and they never imported from China, or they just started their business in the last, you know, few months. And you know the other battle we're fighting? This is really disheartening to me. So Google, Bing, Amazon, Facebook, they banned 99% of ads for everything PPE, for all personal protection equipment. And so we got lumped into that ban. And so we can't even advertise on those websites. So hospitals and legitimate and state governments have a hard time finding us. The reason we're able to get so much business is because we have 50,000 lifetime customers and 10,000 existing clients that have bought from us in the last 12 months. So we're able to blast them with emails and other messages that hey, listen, we're here to help you and your team. And we've gotten some large orders, like Pepsi has been a long-time client. They have to keep their factories open, and they ordered several hundred thousand pieces of hand sanitizer. But they've been a client for a long time. A lot of misinformation out there, and we're trying to get through the digital noise by having conversations such as this.
Tell me about the future of iPromo. Are you guys going to continue in the PPE direction, or once all this blows over, you guys are going to go right back into branding?
Listen, branding is a lot more fun than shipping, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 masks. You get to be creative. You get to work with clients on really fun, creative campaigns. But, you know, there's no trade shows and events for the next 120 days. Like, we didn't get into PPE because we wanted to sell masks and like, blank hand sanitizers. Before we got into the space a month ago, we laid off 7 people because our pipeline got completely crushed by 90%. Because think about it, all the events got canceled and nobody's coming to the office. Where do you usually get swag? Where do you get promotional products? At conferences, trade shows, at the office, employee trainings, employee events. None of that is happening today. And so as things return back to normal, I always think PPE will be a part of iPromo, just a much smaller part. We work too hard to build these supply chains, to vet these factories, to build relationships, and our pricing is so good because we skip the middleman. We go factory, United States, that we'll be able to offer unbelievable pricing at an extremely good service for years down the road.
Well, Leo, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and iPromo?
Yeah, just check out iPromo.com, and we're super happy to help answer any questions. iPromo.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.